Uka chaka uka 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 chaka uka 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 chaka uka 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 chaka.
And a double bill this time around. Wolf Cup and another Wolf Cup. Don't even try. You weren't there the afternoon it played. So this is going to be a review for the DVD. Now, I've been waiting for another Wolf Cup since I saw the original. Just because I like the kind of goofy monster movies, and that definitely qualifies as goofy in a monster movie. I have to warn that the sequel is actually gorier than the original. It was actually too gory for me, and I still enjoyed the hell out of it. One of the weird thing is that this is actually a Canadian content thing. This is a Canadian movie. It takes place somewhere in generic America land. So you can get the enthusiastic gun nuts, booze, and sheriff department rather than police department. But it's Canadian, and that's one of the weird things, because the movie basically moves to Alberta in the for the sequel. If anyone cares, actually Saskatchewan. Yes, somewhere around Saskatchewan, most likely. Or it's referring to Saskatchewan. Anyway, somewhere in Canada. Canadians do have sheriffs. They're basically dealing with rent control and kicking people off who don't pay their rent type of deal. They don't do police. Now, that's kind of irrelevant and unimportant. The reason I insist on the Canadian content is the rather loaded guest stars involved with the another Wolf Cup. Yannick Bisson, Detective Murdoch himself, is the main bad guy in the sequel. Kevin Smith. Well, Kevin Smith is there. Yeah, he's very entertaining. And what's his face? Gowen is there. And there's a sex scene to Weird Animal, which is extremely entertaining. As somebody pointed out in the actual pre-show, strangely enough, this was accurate and worth seeing. Very strange for one of the pre-shows. That basically what you need in a sequel is overall same as the original, but more. It's not the best recipe, but it is a decent one, and that's pretty much what you get. All right, now, at this point, some people will have seen the first one. If you have seen it and did not hate it, do get the second one. Period. Simple. End of discussion. If you've not seen either of them, well, that's schlocky, gory, cheap Canadian horror flick. It's kind of a niche market, but if you have any interest in there, you really need to see this. As I said, it's a little too gory, but it's over the top enough that you don't take it very seriously. It's obviously fake, well done, but and not traumatic, and not traumatizing. Anyway, it is fairly easy to take or disbelieve and enjoy the fact that, well, body parts are flying all over the place, and you know it's rigged with a movie, people. If you've seen neither, I still pretty much recommend it. Definitely not for kids. It's basically a rather obscure story about a bunch of evil creatures bent on taking over the world who need to consume a blood sacrifice for werewolf every 30 years or so. Yes, that is the premise of these two movies. And things go even worse for the second one. If that's your kind of premise, the movie is highly recommended. Also, look for the Hansen sisters. It's kind of an in-joke. I'm sure it's going to be on the commentary for the DVDs. There are three hockey fans, which are obviously a reference to the Hansen brothers from Slapshot. The only movie, in my knowledge, that was ever improved by being dubbed. That's because the Quebec limited edition of this movie is dubbed in the Quebec native slang, and that is quite enjoyable. Slightly obscure and niche, but massively enjoyable. So, if you got the chance to see those, they should be on the DVD racks very soon. Probably in the bargain bins 3 weeks later. Go for them. Grab them when you get a chance.